to start it right in the middle of a yawn. that's the way to start a podcast. I'm a professional.
Yeah. Oh, it's my episode. I have to do the intro.
That's correct.
Sup?
Hey, I did it.
You did it.
I did it.
Wow.
19 episodes? No, not quite 19. 15, 15,
14.
14 episodes in, and I finally did the intro without laughing. Great job. I'm a professional.
Anyway. Hello. This is a podcast.
God damn it.
Listen.
You're ruining my professionalness.
I don't have a script.
Oh, no.
I don't have cue cards.
Oh.
I don't remember what to say.
Why are you... You're saying that accusatory, like I usually have a script or cue cards.
What?
Tell the people who we're talking about today.
Well, shouldn't I introduce the podcast first in case it's somebody's first episode?
If it's your first episode...
Don't listen to this one.
If it's your first episode... Don't listen.
Don't
go
don't
back. No,
go
we
back.
Only want fans listening to this episode. No, this, just kidding, of course.
Listen, this might not be the best episode to start on. Just based on how this intro was going so far, it might not be the best one to start with.
Or
maybe it's the best
maybe
one to
it's
start
the best
with.
One to start with. If we'll you're see. New if you're new, of course, welcome.
Welcome.
If you're coming to this show because you are a fan of the band with the worst name that I've ever heard. Don't be afraid. Your band has a bad name, but don't be afraid of this episode.
Don't be afraid. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's all right.
It's okay to like a band with a terrible, terrible name.
It's not even that bad of a name.
It's really dumb.
It's dumb, but it's not that bad.
Okay, well, let's talk about.
Okay, so this is a podcast where we talk about music, and one of us introduces a band to the other one using three songs and three songs only. There is a Spotify playlist with all of our songs that we have ever talked about. Or will ever talk about. It's not quite updated yet.
Jesus.
But it's updated. It's just not ahead of anything.
Okay. Are you also going to tell the people the relationship between the two of us?
Yes. Hello, I'm G. I am his child and I have been for 20 years.
It's true.
I've been his child for 20 years.
It's true.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Michael Colby, podcaster, good lord. Podcaster for some reason. Apparently, I am very bad at it. But hey, yeah, this week we're talking about one of G's bands.
One of my bands. They're Midwestern emo called The Front Bottoms.
Ohio Midwest emo represent.
I don't know if they're from Ohio. It's Midwestern.
I don't know. Emo anymore carries sort of a very specific, like, your microphone is akimbo. That's a joke for nobody because we were not recording when we were talking about that. But yeah, emo carries like a very specific
image.
Yeah. And like when you said, you know, when you said the name of this dumb band and when you said the dumb name of this band and I was like, okay, whatever. And then you're like, yeah, Midwestern. And I was like, okay. And you're like, emo. And I'm like, fuck. But then we listened to it and I didn't get emo. So
it's the lyrics.
even the lyrics were...
Sometimes I cry when I get sad, yeah. And not emo music.
That's... maybe that's... See, what I got out of that was more of a Voltaire of emo vibe.
Yeah.
Or a typo negative of emo vibe, like they are to goth music, where it's always dark and spooky and depressing. This was like dark and spooky and fun.
Yeah.
So this was like fun emo.
Yeah, it's fun emo.
It's femo.
It's femo.
Let's not start that as okay. a thing.
Right, we won't.
But yeah.
So we're talking about three songs.
Yes, we talk about three songs each episode. I don't know how much of the intro we got done, but let's just go on to the band.
It's fine.
It's fine. We got enough. We'll people do it at people the will end. Figure it out. People yeah. are smart. So we're talking about the Front Bottoms.
The Front Bottoms.
So let's hear a little bit about how you started listening to this band. Because the way you described it and the name of this band, if it wouldn't have been for this show, I would have never listened to this band. Because when you say Midwest emo band called the Front Bottoms, I would have been like, I'm out. Like, there's no way I'm going to listen to this band. And I'm glad that we did it for the show. Because spoiler alert, I ended up like kind of really liking them. But your description was terrible.
Well, okay. All right. So I started listening to them not that long ago. Maybe a year ago.
Okay.
I probably found them off TikTok. Because that's honestly where I found a lot of the music that I listen to.
That also explains a lot.
Yeah. And, you know, I heard like one or two of their songs on TikTok. And then I said, this is kind of right up my alley. So I found them on Spotify and it all went downhill from there. So, yeah. That's pretty much how I started listening to them. I don't have a lot to say about the band itself because, again, I haven't been listening to them for that long. So it's not like, you know, I don't have stories like I did with MCR.
Yeah.
But the three songs that we are talking about today are Lone Star, Twin Size Mattress, and Santa Monica. So those are the three songs.
Yeah.
So
you,
our first song.
I tend to try to sandwich these songs with the strong one in the middle.
Oh, I just kind of fling them in there.
Yeah. You have a tendency to put the worst one in the middle. You're making a bologna sandwich with really good bread, and I try to make a high-end deli sandwich with
okay
bread. Yeah, with okay bread, store-bought bread.
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep like associating our picks with sandwiches, but but yeah, I noticed that in your things, at least for me.
I just kind of throw them in there.
Okay, well, the middle one's usually the stinker. Or the least strong out of the three of them, which I did think you did on purpose to try to go in strong and then end strong so that I'm less hard on that middle song.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, the first song is usually my favorite song and is the one that I want you to hear the most.
Okay.
And then the other two are just kind of like, yeah.
Okay.
They would be, you know.
Well, the I'll start off by saying one of the things that I enjoyed about this was that all of these videos that we watched on YouTube were just static images of a knife.
Yeah. It was just the album cover. Which was fun,
and so I didn't have to. It wasn't like, which one was the one?
Glass Animals?
glass animals that it was like you had to overcome looking at these doofuses. Like, I didn't have to overcome looking at any doofuses to enjoy this music.
I honestly don't know what they look like, but I can picture it in my head, and you would have had to overcome looking at those doofuses.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm sure that they're a bunch of goofballs that I wouldn't want to look at.
No.
So I appreciate that we were just shown a drawing of a pocket knife.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Okay, so let's talk about this first song.
All right. So the first song is Lone Star. And this is, I think, the first one that I heard. It's my favorite. So I would like to hear what you have to say about it.
Well, the strange thing was, yesterday when we were listening to it, after we listened to the third one, we just left it go.
Mm-hmm.
And then the two other songs that I heard, I actually liked better than any of these three songs that you picked.
Okay. The thing is, I don't, like, I won't just play one of their albums. I, like, pick and choose songs. Uh-huh. And then if I hear another one, then I'll add it to the playlist. But, like, I feel like with your bands, you know, you kind of had to listen to the whole album
because
you had it on CD or on vinyl, and you had to listen to the whole album.
Or on cassette tape.
But, you know, with Spotify and, you know, YouTube, you can just kind of pick and choose whatever songs you want to listen to, and then, you know, you're going to miss other ones.
And don't get me wrong. I like that a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
There are tapes that I had that had a song worn out because that's the one I wanted to listen to. So I would listen to it and then rewind it and then listen to it and rewind it.
Mm-hmm.
So I do prefer the way that you can pick whatever you want now.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that you should listen to these bands albums before you start, like, I'm a big fan of listening to entire albums and then picking out the songs that you like best.
Yeah.
But yeah, this song was pretty strong to start out with. Again, when you described the band and you gave me their name, and I'm sorry if the band's name means something and it's like whatever. Like, I don't want to make light of if it's, like, important to whomever.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it's a weird name to put out front.
Yeah.
Like, the Front Bottoms is a weird name to put out front. Like, so when you told me the name, you said it was Midwestern emo. I was like, oh, Christ. We're gonna, you know, here comes another one.
Mm-hmm.
But then you played the song and I'm like, oh, I actually really like this, because like Mother, it didn't, you know, it wasn't like a replica of what I liked listening to.
Yeah.
But it invoked what I liked listening to. Mm-hmm. I said while we were listening to it, and then afterwards we listened to a bunch of Pixies. Like we listened to the Pixies and the Breeders, and you know, that was the sort of thing that this band brought out. So listening to it after having low expectations, I was like thrilled. And then I was like, all right, well, maybe tomorrow when we listen to this again, I won't be as high on it, because I was coming from like sort of a baseline of zero.
Yeah.
And then being pleasantly surprised. But then when we listened to him today, I actually liked him better. Like, I did really like this band. So this was a good one to start out with.
Mm.
It had like a 90s alternative before all the bands sounded the same.
Yeah.
It had a like a very experimental alternative sound to it. The singer has a unique voice. The music is really good. The drummer was really good. That's one of the things I listen to first, is the drum, like the rhythm section, the bass player and the drummer. So it was like, the song is very cool. I really ended up enjoying it. But yeah, so that's another thing that I have to get over is, well, I think I'm pretty good about not sticking with my initial impression of stuff.
Yeah.
But man, you also have to get better at explaining things.
Well, like, it's honestly, like, that's what it is. Like, it's a band from the Midwest, and they make emo music. Like, it's emo music, and it doesn't really sound the same as, like, stereotypical emo music, but it still is emo because the lyrics are still emotional.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what emo music is. It's emotional lyrics and, like, you know.
Yeah,
and
sad boys.
Yeah, sad boys. And, you know, like, their songs are, their lyrics are pretty serious. Like, it's about pretty serious topics.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure this first one is about, he gets his girlfriend pregnant and then she gets an abortion.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, I'm pretty sure that's what this one is. I know she gets pregnant.
Okay.
And, you know, he says about $347 somehow shakes all responsibility.
Okay.
So, you know.
Okay. So now we're getting into, sad lyrics, fun music territory, yeah, which is also my jam. Yeah. So
yeah, fun music, lyrics.
We're getting into Clash Cure territory, yeah, with this now.
Yeah, but, like, you know, it's emo music. It's pretty much the definition of emo music.
Okay.
And the lead singer has a whiny voice.
It's, yeah. But it's a different kind of whiny.
It's a different kind of whiny, but it's still whiny.
It's still pretty whiny. And that's, maybe, I'm sure I said it, especially at the beginning of this, about my aversion to whiny. But that is informed by the fact that most of the whiny I heard was, like, emo and pop punk. Panic at the Disco, Blink 182.
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of whiny I don't like. Because I have sort of a whiny voice and whatever. But yeah, this is a different sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say we're going to go with Blink 182 whiny is the stuff that I don't like. so yeah, this song was very cool. I was pleasantly surprised as soon as it started. I was like, okay, I can absolutely hear myself see myself listening to this.
Yeah, and because I really like the music in this song, like, not even just the lyrics, just like that beginning guitar, like when the song opens with like a pretty cool guitar,
yeah,
part.
Yep,
and like, I don't know, I really, yeah, like it.
Well, that's, like I said, it didn't take long. Yeah. From you explaining this as poorly as you did, once the music started, it was just a couple seconds and I'm like, okay, this is way better than I was expecting. Yeah. So yeah, this is a good song.
Cool. So our second song is Twin Size Mattress.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts.
I was surprised. This one was, when you type in on YouTube the band name,
mm-hmm,
this is the top one that comes, yeah, up. And I was very surprised because I thought this one was, especially compared to the other, like, what, five songs that we listened to outside of, like,
mm-hmm,
including these and the other ones that we listened to, this was, like, by far the most boring and, like, the least interesting,
yeah,
song.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even, like, I'm always going on about, you know, the poppiness, mm-hmm, of some of this stuff and how bands need it. It wasn't even that. It was just, like, sort of the same. And you made the most insane analogy I've ever heard. You were like, when we were listening to this song, you were like, do you like cage the elephant? And I was like,
That was honestly nothing related to this band.
But that's why I was like, of all, because you're like, oh, this is sort of the same way that they are, where all of their songs sort of sound the same. And that's fine. I listen to a lot of bands like that. But as soon as you said cage the elephant, I'm like, what does this have to do with anything?
That was honestly just out of the blue.
There are hundreds of thousands of bands that all of their songs sound the same. And the one you came up with was Cage the Elephant. That has nothing to do with anything in this song, but I just thought it was so funny that you like
okay.
You know, there are famous like bands that famously all sound the same. Like you could have said, if you were going outside of the genre of music, you know, famously AC/DC makes the same music over and over again. They say that. But you went Cage the Elephant. And I was like,
honestly,
are you just trying to give me, are you just trying to give yourself indie cred?
I don't even think I've ever heard a Cage the Elephant song. Like, it was just like, it didn't even have anything to do with them all sounding the same. I honestly think it's because the one girl at work listens to the Front Bottoms and also listens to Cage the Elephant. And I think that's where like the connection made in my head, because the way my head works, it made sense to me that I asked you about it, but like, I can completely understand why you didn't think it made sense.
Yeah. And we're getting a little off topic, but I think that's also because this band does sort of, actually, that's not true. So this song is fine. It's not bad. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But out of the three that you picked and then the other ones that we listened to, it was by far my least favorite.
Yeah.
But it does sort of sound the same. This one was just slower.
Mm-hmm.
It was just slower.
Yeah.
And it was 4.5 minutes long. And I'm like, and you knew that.
I did.
You knew that.
I knew going into it that it was 4.5 minutes long.
But yeah, it was. Yeah, it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was just. It sounded like the other ones, but it was slower.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah.
We can move on from this
one. Okay, we can move on. So our third song is Santa Monica, and I would just like to point out that when we listened to it yesterday, the opening lines are,
I did laugh at this.
Sometimes I cry when I get sad.
Yeah.
And I've never heard you laugh so hard at the opening lyrics of one of my songs.
It's that's when I made that Voltaire typo negative connection of, this is emo, I guess, but this is taking the piss out of emo. Which made me like it more. I like a band where they take something that a lot of people take very seriously and go, you know what? This isn't really that big of a deal. Like, sometimes I cry when I get sad. Yeah, just like everybody. And that's fine, but I liked the way it was phrased.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a fun opening line, you know?
Yep.
If it's your first song that like you're listening to that to by that band, and it opens with "Sometimes I cry when I get sad," I don't know about you, but I would be sold immediately.
Yeah. And if I didn't already like this band, if this would have been the first one,
mm-hmm.
yeah, solid. They're a really good band. Like I said, they evoked the Pixies for me. It's not exactly the same,
mm-hmm.
but it had that. It had a Pixies feel.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know what, I didn't hear any like female background vocalists or, you know, singing Mm-mm. at all. That was the only thing that was missing in sort of one of those, because a lot of those 90s alternative weird bands
had a female,
I'm gonna say girl because everybody in those bands was like 16 to 20 years old. But like they all had a girl in the band who would do either background vocals or like sing some of the songs. Mm-hmm. And that was the only thing that was really missing from this to give it that total 90s alternative vibe, which I don't need.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe if it would have broken up his voice a little bit, which again, I didn't dislike.
Mm-hmm.
But could have used a break from.
Yeah, I get that. Like, this honestly, you know, for me, it's a band that I can either sit down and listen to. Like, if I'm in the car, I'll put it on and have a good time singing it and then move on.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I'll just have them on in the background because it's, you know, nice background music. Yep.
And I said that when we were listening to it yesterday. Mm-hmm. I could, like... And I've said this about some of your bands before in a negative way,
mm-hmm.
where it just sounded like background noise. But this one is in a category where, yeah, either of those is viable. Like, this isn't just background music.
Yeah.
But if you have it on in the background, it's pleasant.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. And then the two other ones that we listened to... sounded like this, but they were faster in 3 minutes and 15 seconds. And I'm like, why didn't you pick these? But I do really like this band.
Yeah.
This is another one. I am surprisingly adding bands to my playlist that I actually listen to. Like, I'm putting surprisingly a bunch of your bands on there, and this is another one. Like, this is a band that I could listen to.
Mm-hmm. It's nice when you have your playlist on shuffle.
Yeah,
because then, you know, you get the song and it's a fun song.
Yeah,
and then you don't have to listen to his voice anymore.
Yeah, and again, I didn't dislike his voice.
Nothing
and
against his voice, but it gets a little much after a while
because it is the same voice, and he's singing a lot. Like,
mm-hmm.
there's not many breaks for music. There's no interrupting it with somebody else singing, like, mm-mm. a part of a chorus or something. It's just him,
mm-hmm.
and he is singing pretty much the whole time. Even in those extra songs that we listened to, it was a lot of singing, and that's fine. But I would say this would be a better shuffle band.
Yeah.
Because that the way that the whole band is, not just him, but the whole thing is, you know, it does need to get broken up.
Yeah.
It's like how I listen to Johnny Cash. Like, I really like Johnny Cash, but I can't sit and listen to a whole album because it's guitar and Johnny singing.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a great voice and his songs are great, but holy cow, it's exhausting after an entire album. And that's how I feel about this band.
Yeah.
Definitely like it split up, you know, every once in a while, you know, get it in there with, you know, with a female singer and, you know, maybe something a little heavier, and then maybe some Dead Milkmen or something, and just have it part of that mix. Mm-hmm. I think it's a perfect shuffle band.
Yeah, it's a very good shuffle band.
Yeah, I really like this as a shuffle band.
Yeah.
So that's the Front Bottoms. Again, if it means something, I'm sorry for making fun of it, but like, it sounds bad to hear. It doesn't sound good in my ears to hear the Front Bottoms.
Yeah. And it's a little hard to say.
Yeah. It's a little hard to say. But yeah, that's that band. And I think that's going to do it. So next week, we're back to one of my bands. This one is 50-50. Whether or not you're going to like it. I'm going to have to get you in a more manic mood, maybe, because this one is, they call themselves a ska band and people call them a ska band. I don't know that I agree with that. But it's another 90s band, frantic, manic, Fishbone. Cool. This, for me, this is one of my favorite bands. Like, I love listening to these guys. But they do have a very, frantic sound. It's, mm-hmm. it's very fast. It's sort of all over the place. There are horns, no saxophone solos.
Oh, good.
But Angelo has one of the coolest voices I've ever heard. I really like his voice. All very talented musicians. Sort of the opposite of serious emo. They're like goofballs. And it's very fun music to listen to when you're in a goofy mood. So next time we'll be back with Fishbone. Until then, if you want to hear our voices, you can listen to Jack Billings Presents Haunted Apartment Complex on the Podmoth Network, or Jack Billings Presents Me and My Neighbor Michael, which is over. So you can binge that whole entire series.
And you should.
And you should. G is on that one. Not on Haunted Apartment Complex yet, but will be. And then check out I Love This Terrible Game, which is a video game show where we talk about video games.
I'm not on that one.
You're not on that one.
And I won't be, because no, I play two video games.
You play Skyrim poorly, and you play Minecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, but if you want to tell the people about your other one show that I'm also on, but I'm going to let you talk about it so you have something to talk about.
Cool. You can also find us and me most of sometimes. On No Time to Binge. It's a show where we watch the first and the last episode of a show and then see what happens in the middle.
No, we don't see what happens in the middle. We make up what happens in the middle.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We make up what happens in the middle.
We make up what happens.
I'm not good at improv, so I don't talk that much on that show. But if you want to hear me talk more, definitely check out the Jack Billings series of podcasts.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
And my Instagram and Twitter handles, if you want to see my art, will be in the show notes, because I still do not know what they are.
We do two of these at a time. So if you don't hear it on the odd episodes, you're not going to hear it on the even episodes either, because they get recorded back to back.
Mm-hmm. So if it's not on one of his, it's not going to be on one of mine. But
we'll get it.
It will be on.
It will be in the show notes. We will be able to say it out loud. Starting with the Fishbone episode.
Yes.
All right. We will see you next time. Thank you for listening. Left for-